The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to growing plants in containers. Here's a little about me. I'm an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills they need to nourish themselves with plants. I have a degree in sociology from Indiana University. My passion is definitely organic gardening and sharing the importance of growing what you eat. I've been actively gardening since 1996. The subject of today's podcast is how to grow grapes in containers. I put in a totally new garden this year. Very formal raised beds with four ways to enter, each with an arched trellis. Very pretty. Except that the plants I chose for them only succeeded in one spot. The other trellises are empty. Bummer. I decided the way to go is to choose vining plants that will be perennial in my area, which is zone 6. Since my garden is a potager, I decided on grapevines. Except, I've never grown them. I didn't know how to grow grapes in containers, so I've done the research, and here's what I can tell you. Growing grapes in containers. Whether it's a pot or a raised bed, growing grapes is definitely okay. It's a fantastic option for those with limited space or who want to control their growing environment. Be sure to choose a sunny location and make sure your plants will have plenty of drainage. The vines will need some sort of support, like a trellis or even a tomato cage. And you will want to prune your grapevine regularly to encourage fruit production. Steps for growing grapes in containers. Location. Again, a sunny spot is everything. Choose wisely. Preparation. Make sure your container is well drained and filled with quality soil. Plant the vine. Select a healthy, young vine from a nursery, reputable catalog, or try a rooted cutting. Carefully loosen the roots and place the vine in your container. Make sure the top of the root ball is level with the soil. Firm in place and water well. Vine support. Install whatever you've chosen to stabilize your vine. Trellises, stakes, and even tomato cages work well. Food and water. Give your vine plenty to drink regularly. Apply a balanced fertilizer. I love Super Thrive. Pruning. Prune annually in the early spring or late winter, depending on your location. Be sure to remove any dead pieces to encourage fruit production. And here are a few pro tips. First, choose the right variety for your climate. Next, while grapes need moisture, don't overwater. It can lead to root rot. And finally, patience is a virtue. Grapevines take time to become established. Expect even a few years before you see a significant harvest.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.